一起来查考圣经。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be here to study His words.
我们请看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰福音十三章第八节，彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Verse 8, Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
这节圣经节我们在洗脚里的时候每次都念。
We recite this verse every time we perform the sacrament of foot washing.
我们主内的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
看看你的脚。
Look at your feet.
看看你那一双耶稣洗过的脚。
Look at the feet that Jesus has washed.
耶稣洗过你的脚。
Jesus has washed your feet.
你的脚是跟耶稣有份的一双脚。
Your feet is a pair of feet that has part with Jesus Christ.
我们看启示录第二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章第十九节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 19.
这最后的警告。
This is the last warning.
说在书上这预言若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。这个份呢，跟我们刚刚所念到那个耶稣说我不洗你的脚，你就跟我没有份，那个份是同样的一个字。
Here in verse 19 it says, take away his part. This part is the same as recorded in the verse we just read in the book of John.
我们洗脚礼是一种恩典。
Sacrament of foot washing is a grace itself.
自从你被耶稣洗脚的那个刹那开始，你就跟耶稣有份。
The very instant that your feet have been washed, that you have part with Jesus Christ.
至少在生命树跟圣城有份。
At least you have part in the book of life and in the holy city.
就是你接受洗脚之后，你跟神的生命有份，你跟圣城就是跟神的教会有份。
And that is after you receive the full washing of Christ that you have life with Christ and you also have life in the holy city which is the church of God.
这是我们接受恩典最重要的一个部分。
And this is one of the greatest emphasis and important part of receiving this grace from God.
每天要看看你这双跟耶稣有份的脚。
Thus we are to every day look at this pair of feet that has part with Christ.
这是多么宝贵的一双脚呢。
How precious and valuable is this feet.
在旧约里面有很多方式洗脚。
In the Old Testament, there are many techniques and methods and customs of foot washing.
当然，他们是每天自己洗脚的啦。
Of course, every day they wash their own feet.
因为他们那边不是常常洗澡。
Because in that time, in that area, they hardly take bath.
那如果有客人来的话，你对他很好的话，你就拿水给他洗脚。
And if you have a guest and you are very good to him, then you will bring a basin of water to wash his feet.
创世纪十八章。
So Genesis chapter 18, verse 4.
这亚伯拉罕很好客。
Here, Abraham shows his hospitality.
所以他就对三个客人说，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，自己洗啊，不是说主人替客人洗脚，没有这个道理。
And here, Abraham said, let the water be brought and wash your own feet. He is not to wash their feet.
那这二十四章
，Chapter 24 of Genesis，
创世纪二十四章三十二节
，Verse 32 of Chapter 24。
这亚伯拉罕老仆人，他来到拉班家。
Here the old servant of Abraham came to the household of Laban。
拉班也是拿水给那人和跟随的人洗脚。
And also Laban brought a basin of water for them to wash their feet。
待客之道就是拿水给他洗脚。
And so to show hospitality to your visitors, to your home, you are to bring water for them to wash their feet.
那约瑟跟他的哥哥们相认之前，他的约瑟的仆人也是拿水来给他的弟兄们洗脚。
And when Joseph and his brother come in peace with each other after many years, that their servant also brought water for them to wash their feet.
创世纪四十三章第二十四节。
Genesis chapter 43 verse 24.
所以这是自己洗或是人家拿水你也自己洗。
That either you wash your own feet or others bring water for you to wash your own feet.
那再接下来呢，就是在圣经里面，如果太太跟她的先生洗脚。
Also, in the book, in the Bible, there is also the washing of feet by the wife to the husband.
这是有专利的，别人那个女仆人不可以洗的。
This is the feet that the maid cannot wash.
如果求婚的话说，你嫁给我好吗？
That if you are to propose and say, would you marry me?
那女孩子怎么说？
And what,
说好，快，不是，说好吧，我洗你的脚。
And their custom, they will reply gently, say, yes, let me wash your feet.
这个撒母记上二十五章。
It's recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 25.
那个亿完人拿巴死了。
That is Nabon, died.
撒母记上二十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
拿巴死了。
Nabal died.
那大卫就派仆人到那个拿巴的家，跟他的太太亚比盖说，40节
And so David sent his men to the house of Nabal to his wife Abigail in verse 40.
说那个大卫啊，打发我来见你，想要娶你为妻。
And said, asking David send us to you to ask you to become his wife.
那这时候亚比盖很高兴啊。
And at this time Abigail was very joyful.
当时没有说好，那没有，不是讲 yes no 的。
She did not even say yes or no.
我们看四十一节。
Let's look at verse 41.
亚比盖就起来，俯伏在地，说：“我情愿做婢女，洗我主人，哈，洗我主仆人的脚。”
And here she said, "Here is your maidservant, a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my lord." That is, she comes to agree.
四十二节
，verse 42.
亚比盖立刻马上，她很高兴啊，起身起礼，就赶快跑了。
And so, verse 42, Abigail rose in haste, and she was very joyful, and rode in a donkey.
在新约里面，主耶稣这是创造性的跟门徒洗脚。
And also in the New Testament, Jesus has made his own technique in washing his disciples' feet.
跟风俗一点都没有关系。
It has nothing to do with the tradition.
现在全世界的有一些真理啊，跟我们真教会有的越来越相像啊。
In the whole world, the truth of different places around the world are starting to be a little more similar to that of ours.
四十年前，如果你说要求圣灵讲方言，你在台湾的话，我那时候说三十几年、四十年，那时候人家笑死你，说这个是异端，什么发抖、马拉利亚叫。
40 years ago in Taiwan, if you said that you must pray and pursue the Holy Spirit and speak in tongue, people will call you heresy.
现在骂我们那些教派，他们也在求圣灵啊。他们说求圣灵要得方要讲方言了、啊。
But now these other churches that have rebuked us before, now they themselves are pursuing for the Holy Spirit.
嗯，慢慢的一些道理啊混乱。
That slowly 一些some gospels are 混乱，
混乱 confused
are confused themselves.
以前昏迷的时候比较好办哦，他如果查考了明白就来信了、哦，现在。这样也可以，那样可以。你跟他说要倒水洗，他说也可以；要求圣灵讲话，他说也可以，那就糟糕了。
They're confused to the point that they accept anything, any truth, anything that you tell them, they would say it's okay, we can do it. They do not have a very concrete standpoint on the truth anymore.
但是到现在为止，还没有一个教派说洗脚礼有跟主耶稣有份、有典礼性的。感谢主，还没有啊。如果有的话，不是好事啊。我们不要说哇，别人好像学我们，那就糟糕了。
But up until today, there are still no other churches like ours that does the sacrament of foot washing.
那我们接受了主耶稣洗脚之后，跟主有份。
And so after we receive the sacrament of foot washing, we have part with Jesus Christ.
我们要小心我们这双脚。
And so we must be very careful of our feet.
这双跟主有份的脚也是魔鬼攻击的一个对象。
This pair of feet that has been washed by Christ is also the feet that will be attacked by Satan.
我们看创世纪三章十五节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
在人类犯罪的时候，神已经这样警告我们了。
That when man sinned, they receive a warning from God.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔要彼此为仇，你的后裔要伤你的脚，你要伤他的脚跟。
Verse 15, and I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
但这里女人的后裔 最原先开始是指的主耶稣。
Here mentioning between your seed, the singularity is referring to Christ.
那我们是主耶稣跟耶稣同作后死的。
And we are, we have died with Christ.
不是 die, 那后词就是 descendant.、
Oh, we are the descendants of Christ, offsprings of Christ.、Yeah.
所以我们也是女人的后裔。
And thus we are.
以属灵来讲
spiritually we are also the descendants of this woman.
神给我们权柄。
So God gave us authority.
你打蛇要打头，不要打尾巴。
That when you strike a serpent, you have to strike it on its head and not on its tail.
打头它就死了。
If you strike it on the head, it will die.
神给我们权柄，能够制胜魔鬼。
And so God gave us His authority and power to overcome Satan.
但是神给我们一个警告。
But God also gave us a warning.
也是给魔鬼的一个权柄。
It also gave certain authority to Satan.
他要伤我们的脚跟。
Because he shall bruise our heel.
小时候我听人家讲说，那个人做坏啊，他的太太做坏路，他的太太拿菜刀砍他的脚后跟，我想不通为什么。就不要让他走路啊。
Previously, a long time ago, I heard a story that a husband does evil deeds, and so the wife cut his feet off so he won't go and
脚后跟啊。
hit the heel of his foot so that he can't.
魔鬼要伤我们脚后跟哦。
So Satan will bruise our heel.
那撒玛利亚不是从后面来攻击的吗？那个不是那亚玛利人啊。
The Amalekites, when the Israelites are wandering the wilderness, also strike the Israelites from the back.
魔鬼是攻击后面。
And so Satan attacks from behind.
他就看到你这个脚跟主有份，他就咬你的脚了。
And so because he see that we have a part with God, so he wants to bruise our heel.
所以这是我们要警惕的。
And this is a warning to us.
脚后跟受伤不会死了。
But to bruise our heel, we will not die.
如果不严重的就摆一拐一拐的，如果严重的可能就走不了。
If it's not very severe, we will just hop around a little bit, still able to walk. But if it's very severe, we will probably be unable to walk.
天国路还是用脚走比较容易啊，你用手爬是难啊。
And so to journey to heaven is easier to walk with your feet instead of crawling with your hands.
所以这是神给我们一个警告。
And so this indeed is a warning from God.
小心魔鬼伤你的后跟。
Be careful of Satan to bruise your heel.
伤到后跟。教会走不到了。
That if you bruise your heel, then you cannot reach your destination.
也累了。
And then you will become tired quickly.
那再来，我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
十八节。
Verse 18.
这里。犹大应验了圣经的一句话。
Here, Jesus uses one of the words from the scriptures.
犹大，他应验了圣经一句话。
Oh, Judah used a phrase from the scripture.
他应验了 fulfill.
He fulfilled.
耶稣也应验圣经哦。但是坏人也是应验圣经啊。
So Jesus also used the scripture, fulfilled the scripture, but also the evil people also try to fulfill it.
他应验什么？
What does he fulfill?
他应验说，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。
He said, the one who eat with me will kick my feet.
十八节。
He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me.
对。犹大用脚踢耶稣啊。
And so Judah has lifted up his heel against Jesus.
这双脚主耶稣刚刚洗过。
And this pair of feet has been just washed by Jesus himself.
他就不客气的汲取耶稣刚洗过的跟耶稣有份的脚来踢耶稣。
But then unpolitely, he just kicked Jesus with the feet that Jesus had just washed.
我们晓得在洗礼的时候主耶稣付的代价很大。
We know that in baptism, Jesus have given himself a big price.
你看主耶稣最后那在十字架上面流血的时候那是昏天暗地啊。
That when Jesus was crucified on the cross, at that moment, the sky was darkened.
就像逾越节的时候他们要过红海就大风这样吹
just like
海分裂。
Just like the Passover when the Israelites have to cross over the Red Sea and that kind of turmoil situation.
就像轰轰烈烈的一个时刻。
It was a very destructive moment.
但是洗脚礼的时候是一个很安稳、很安静的、很平安的一个夜晚。
But during the moment of foot washing, it was a very peaceful night.
但是刚刚洗过的脚
but this,
刚刚跟主耶稣有份的脚
But this foot just been washed, just recently been washed, just had taken part with Christ.
犹大马上举起这个脚踢耶稣
That Judah lifted up his feet to kick, to kick the heel against Christ.
说二十一节
Verse 21
主耶稣这时候心里很忧伤
And so when Jesus said these things, he was troubled in spirit.
不是说耶稣被踢了很不甘愿。
It's not that Jesus has just been kicked that he was not happy.
主耶稣难过的是说，我这么样爱你，怎么用最大的爱也没有办法挽回你这样的堕落的心。
But what Jesus was troubled in spirit was because the fact that he had just loved him so much, shown so much love, but yet he showed no gratitude and would not return in his wrongdoing.
主耶稣眼睁睁的看到他。这个门徒啊，这个门徒是整个晚上祷告的结果，是洗过他的脚的这个人，眼睁睁的看他走出去。
That he saw with his own eyes the disciple who he had prayed for all night, who he had washed his feet that night, walked out the door.
这个人三年跟他在一起吃饭睡觉的这样的一个人。
That he was a man who had dwelt with Christ for 3 years, day and night.
我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
犹大收了那点饼，立刻就出去。那时候是夜间呐。
So having received the bread, a piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night.
他离开那个爱的团体。
He has left that group of love.
他走向了黑暗。
And he walked into the darkness.
那时候真是黑夜了。
And it was night.
他走向黑暗。
He walked into the night.
所以主耶稣心里很难过。
And so Jesus was troubled in spirit.
这是给我们一个很大的警戒。
And this is also a very good teaching for us.
我们的脚耶稣洗过。
Our feet have been washed by Christ.
跟主耶稣有份。
We have part with Christ.
如果我们犯罪了。
But if we sin.
用这双脚踢耶稣了。
That we have just lifted up our heel and kicked it against Christ.
主耶稣是难过的。
So Jesus will also be troubled.
如果我们更进一步走向黑暗了，走向自暴自弃了，走向灭亡了，那主耶稣是更难过了。
And if we even go step further, walked into the night, walked into our way of destruction, then Jesus will even feel more sorrowful.
所以这是我们拥有这一双被洗过的、跟主耶稣有份的脚的人所应该注意的。
And so this is a caution for all of us who our feet has been washed by Christ.
我们看雅各第五章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon, verse 5, chapter 5.
雅各第五章
Song of Solomon, chapter 5.
第二节
verse 2.
这若预表的主耶稣在门外敲门。
He is symbolized, Jesus is at, out in the door, knocking at the door.
他是我们的良人啊。
He is our beloved.
好像启示录里面告诉我们说，耶稣说我在门外叩门。
And just as the book of Revelation described to us that Jesus said he is at the door knocking.
耶稣的爱要感动我们。
The love of Christ will move us.
要叫我们为他工作。
And he will tell us to go work for him.
要我们开我们的心门。
He wants us to open our hearts.
但是这里我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
我回答说，我脱了衣裳怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚怎能再玷污呢？
I have taken off my robe, how can I put it on again? I have washed my feet, how can I defile them?
这个不是说他要保持圣洁哦。
This does not mean that he was to keep himself pure.
这是那自命清高不愿意做事啊。
That is that he do not want to do any work.
这是好像不愿意管不愿意不理不睬的这种心态。耶稣在叩门呢。
That Jesus is at the door knocking, but you have this attitude to ignore it and not willing to go and open it.
像一般人所讲，不做不错哈。
They say
你没有做就没有错了。
That so there's a saying. Some people say that if you don't do anything, you won't commit any wrongdoings.
有时候常常是一种退缩的，好像你遇到困难了，在教会里面圣工上面，你遇到困难了，你就退缩起来了。哇，我不做了。
Sometimes
保持自我圣洁了。
Sometime in church, we might have encountered some problem in church, and then you will keep withdraw yourself and say, I will not to participate anymore in this work to keep myself pure.
Hey, 这是不应该的。
This should not be so.
我们的脚被耶稣洗过。
Our feet has been washed by Christ.
这双脚属耶稣。
This pair of feet belongs to Christ.
既是属耶稣。既然是属于主耶稣
since it belongs to Christ,
主耶稣是会祝福的
Jesus will bless it,
有应许我们
and he will give us his promise.
我们看诗篇121篇第八节
Psalm 121,
就是我们这双跟主有份的脚神要给我们第一层的祝福
This is the first blessing that we have in part with the washing of our feet.
121篇第八节
Psalm 121 verse 8
你出你入真神要保护你从今始直到永远
That the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore
出入是用脚的吗
Going out, you have to walk with your feet
除非你没很少人用手这样出入的
Going out, coming in, none of you go out crawling with your hands
这代表你这双脚是被神保护的脚
And so this feet of yours has been protected by the Lord
从今始直到永远，也就是说，永远被保护的脚。
That from this time forth, it means forever.
如果我们看从第一节看的话，我们就晓得这是在神要在我们的肉体上面的一个保护啊。
And from verse, if we read from verse one, this is from our physical life that God will protect us.
不会遭到白天太阳的伤害，夜间的月亮也不会伤害你，自然的灾害临不到你。
That the Lord is our shade at our right hand, and the sun shall not strike us by day, nor the moon by night, and shall preserve us from all evil.
因为你有一双被洗过的脚。
Because we have with us a feet that has been washed by His hands.
同时我们来看诗篇九十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 91.
诗篇九十一篇第十一节。
Psalms 91 verse 11.
诗篇九十一篇十一节
Psalms 91 verse 11
因他要为你吩咐他的使者在你行的一切路上保护你第十二节
Verse 12
他们要用手托着你免得你的脚碰在石头上所以你这双脚你在走的一切道路上神要保护
So this feet of ours and every way we walk that he will keep us
当然你这个道路是在神的道上
And of course, we are taken in fact that you are walking in the ways of God.
神要派使者拖着你的脚。
And then God shall send his angels to take charge and to cover our foot.
不要碰在石头上。
So that it will not dash against the stone.
这是神的祝福哦。
This is indeed a blessing from God.
这是神的应许。
This is also a promise.
但是魔鬼会编造故事啊。
But Satan also can create its own story.
我们知道那个魔鬼试探耶稣的时候
We know that when Jesus was tempted,
他引用这节圣经
He also utilized this verse in Psalms.
但是他改了
But then he also changed it around.
如果我们看马可福音第四章
If we look into Mark chapter 4,
但是魔鬼是叫耶稣跳下去
Satan is telling Jesus to jump down.
那跳下去之后他才引用圣经说主要吩咐他的使者拖着你的脚免得你的脚碰在石头上
And then after Jesus jumped down then he used the scripture to say that if you jump down then God will send his angel so your foot will not dash against the stone
魔鬼只是说神要保护你的脚但是呢那个先决条件他改了圣经是说你走你当走的路走路啊哈
That Satan neglected the point that was emphasized completely that you must walk in the ways of God first in order for God to protect and preserve you.
那神一定保护。
Only in such a manner will God preserve you.
那魔鬼不是，魔鬼是从上面跳下来，神要保护。
But then Satan's words were that, oh, you just go your own way, jump from the building, and then God will protect you.
所以这是神的应许。我们走在神的道上，神一定保守你的脚。
So this is a promise that if we walk in the ways of God, that God will preserve our life.
我们再看诗篇122篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalms 122.
我们的这一双脚被耶稣洗过。
That this feet of ours have been washed by Christ.
是属于脚的，属于神的。
Our feet belongs to God.
属神的人上神的殿。
Those who belong to God will go into His temple.
并且带着欢喜快乐的心。
And also go in with a heart of rejoicing.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet has been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
这是神要吩咐我们，我们的这双脚被耶稣洗过，属于耶稣，要站在耶路撒冷的门内。
And here God tells us that our feet has been washed and our feet will stand inside the temple of Jerusalem.
就是完全归属。
And that is to completely become His.
我们现在已经来到了天上的耶路撒冷。
So today we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem.
在那个希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
或是在加太书第四章二十六节都有记载。
Or Galatians chapter 4 verse 26, it all records.
我们现在来到了天上耶路撒冷。
That today, now we have presently been in the heavenly Jerusalem.
就是来到真耶稣教会。
That is to come to True Jesus Church.
我们既然被耶稣洗过了。
Since we have been washed clean by Christ,
这双脚被洗过属耶稣了，就要踏在耶路撒冷里面，两个脚在里面，不是一脚在里，一脚在外。
That our feet have been washed, and so we are to go into His temple, not.That one foot is standing outside the door and the other is inside the temple, but both must be inside this temple.
也就是你的心完全归属。
Meaning that your heart belongs totally to Him.
这是我们的家。
This is our feet.
在这里面服侍啊。
To be here to serve God.
当然教会如果你感觉不太好。
But then of course if you feel that the church is not
perfect. 如果你回到你的家，你的狗不小心放出来的，弄的你的全屋子都是狗的排泄物，你怎么样？你
Let's say for
好吗
？Let's say for instance, you go home and you find your dog have mess up your living room and everything else. Will you be very upset?
如果你是客人的话。
Let's say if you're a visitor,
你探头一看，哦，这个样子，说啊，我下次再来。
And if you just see this incident that things were everywhere, then you probably say, "I'll come back later."
如果你回到家看到这样，你说，哎呀，关着，我下次再来啊。
If you go back home immediately, you see all this mess, you probably close the door and say, "I'll come back a little later."
我看没有了，你进去就是清清嘛。
Of course not. You probably go in and you probably just
可能你内心很不高兴啊。
Of course, you may be angry in your heart.
但是你是完全归属的。
But then you still are together.
所以我们的这双脚是被主洗过的，完全站在殿里面。
So our feet has been washed by Christ, so our feet has to completely be within the gates of Jerusalem.
教会无论发生什么事情，好坏，你都是有份的。
That whatever church in any matter of good or bad, that you are in part with the church.
我们再看创世纪三十章。
Let's also look at Genesis chapter 30.
创世纪三十章。
Genesis chapter 30.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
这是雅各的故事。
This is the story of Jacob.
雅各他为了娶漂亮的太太，甘心心智坚强啊，等了好几年了，等了七年。
Jacob, because he for beauty, he waited 7 years to marry a beautiful woman.
结果被骗了，又在他意志力又很坚强，又在等了七年，不容易啊！为了一个漂亮的太太，等了十四年。
But unfortunately, he was tricked, and so in order to get his beautiful wife, he waited another 7 years.
后来他。服侍的日子满了，他想说可能要走了。
And so after his days are up, he decided to depart.
在这里几年里面呢，雅各学了很多。
And within these many years, Jacob have learned many lessons.
雅各是被神祝福的人。
Jacob himself was a man blessed by God.
他还没生下来就是被神拣选的人。
But before he was
the
chosen
one,
before he was even born, he was already blessed by God, and he was to be called the chosen people of God.
慢慢的他在他人生里面他最对自我的这意思就是他对自我跟神给他的这个历史使命一直在越来越明白。
And then throughout his life, as he grows up and older, that he gradually learns the lesson of how to go by the will of God and to learn his history.
起先他不知道。
Before he did not know.
那这时候我们看他很有在属灵上面有从神来的自信心。
And so from here, this statement, we can see here that he has a spiritual faith toward God.
所以二十七节这边他这么说。
Verse 27, thus he says,
说我已算定啊，啊，这是拉班讲的，说耶和华赐福于我是为你的缘故。
Here, this is the words of Laban. He said, I have found favor, I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake.
我们看三十节。
Let's turn to verse 30.
这是雅各讲的咯。
This is words from Jacob now.
我未来之前你所有的很少，现今却发大众多，真神随我的脚步赐福于你。
It said, for what you had before I came was little, and it was increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming, and now when shall I also provide for my own house?
我们的脚被主耶稣洗过。
Our feet has been washed by the Lord.
跟主耶稣有份。
We have part with the Lord.
你这双脚是有福分的脚。
And these feet of yours has indeed are blessed.
你走到哪里会带来哪里。
That wherever you walk to, that place that you walk to will receive blessing for your sake.
像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob.
神随着雅各的脚步赐福给拉班，拉班是坏人呢。
That wherever Jacob went, even though in the evil household of Laban, that God blessed his household.
因为雅各的在那里。
Is because Jacob was there.
因为雅各的脚是受过祝福的。
Because the feet of Jacob has been blessed before.
同样的，我们被耶稣洗过脚的人。
And so likewise, we are people who our feet have been washed by the Lord.
不要忘记，你走到哪里会带来哪里福气。
Let us not forget that wherever we go, we will also bring to others blessings of God.
如果你走到哪里，哪里吵架，那你就要看看你的脚是不是奇怪变形了，还是变直了。
On the contrary, if we walk to places and instead of bringing peace and joy, we find that we have brought others arguments and disputes, then we must re-examine our own feet.
当然我们的脚带来福气有很多方面。
Of course, there are many different aspects to bring blessings with our feet.
最明显的，我们来看罗马书第十章。
The most evident is Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章十五节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 15。
罗马书十章十五节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 15。
这里引用以赛亚书五十二章第七节的话这么说。
Here uses the words from Book of Isaiah 52 verse 7。
就对那些奉差遣传道人有这样的美好的一个祝福。
And here's a blessing to the preachers.
不是啦，
对不起。To those who are sent.
奉差遣传道的。
To those who they preach, who are sent to preach.
传道不一定传道啊。
It does not necessarily mean preacher.
不是传道的，不是说就不传道。这里传道是动词，不是名词。
Here the word preach is,
是不是
is an action. It's a action, it's not a noun.
谁是传道？传道的你啊，如果你是传道，你就是传道了。
So whoever preaches the word is.
谁是奉差遣的呢
？So who are they who are sent？
最基本的，你得圣灵，被圣灵差遣。
Basically, if you are filled with Holy Spirit, then you are sent.
我们弟兄姊妹都是奉差遣去传道的。
Every brother and sisters are sent to preach.
不要老是想到传道。
Don't always just focus on preaching.
那个传道。这边说，报福音传喜信的，他们的脚中何等的美。
So here it writes, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
一双美丽的脚。
This is a beautiful feet.
美丽的脚带来福气。
And these beautiful feet bring blessings, glad tidings of good things.
所以我们走到哪里，圣经说我们要穿上福音的鞋啊。
And that's why wherever we walk, the Bible tells us we must walk with the sandals of the gospel of peace.
在旧约里面哦，穿鞋是表示说你是主人的孩子啊。
In the Old Testament, if you wear sandals, that means you are the son of the master.
不可以乱脱鞋的。
You cannot walk barefoot.
我们每个人到教会来都进会堂之前，大家都要穿鞋子嘛哈。
that before we come in, come to church, we have to wear our shoes.
那你一出去要穿鞋子哦。
And then you go outside, you also wear your shoes.
不要到会堂来穿，就是有信徒的样子，一出去鞋子放在教会就走了，光着脚走。
But then when we depart from the church, we also bring our shoes with us. We cannot just leave our shoe behind here and just walk in public without shoes.
在教会里面，如果你被称为脱鞋自家脱掉鞋子哈的人哈，那是不好的。
If in the Old Testament, during the Old Testament, if you have been taken away your sandals, then you are considered not good.
就是被称作是有羞耻的人啊。
And they will be considered shameful.
那个在圣经里面那个像路德记哈。
Such as in the book of Ruth.
第四章。
Ruth chapter 4.
路德记第四章第七节
Ruth chapter 4 verse 7
这个波阿斯的对手呢他不愿意接受拿俄米
That the close relative of Boaz do not want to receive Naomi
结果他就脱鞋了
And so he gave his sandal up.
这叫脱鞋的自家。
He took off his sandal.
生命记二十五章第十节。
And also in Deuteronomy,
二十五章第十节。
25:20.
你如果不能完成你自己的本分该做的，你要把鞋子脱下来。
That if you cannot fulfill your own responsibility, you are to take off your sandals.
因为这是仆人的样子。
Because this is the likeness of a servant.
那相反的呢？我们到神的面前要把鞋子脱下来。
But on the contrary, when we come in the presence of God, we have to take off our sandals.
出埃及记三章五节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 5.
摩西在神的面前，神说脱鞋子。
That Moses was in the presence of God, and so God told him to take off his sandals.
这是表示说你脱去你个人的外表装饰。
That means that signifies that you have to take away and shed away your own will and your own thinkings.
脱去你自我的本色，脱去你自我的爱好，这不容易啊。
Then to strip away from yourself your own love to yourself and to dedicate everything to God.
所以约书亚记五章十三节到十五节也是一样，神叫约书亚说脱鞋子。
And also likewise in the book of Joshua, God did the same thing to Joshua.
在神面前脱鞋子
is that in his presence that he was to take off his sandals
放下自我
and he's to take off himself
在神的面前
and to break himself entirely and to bow himself to God
象征的了哈
this is out of a genuine heart
你出去外面之后
after we go outside
你要穿鞋子
we need to wear our shoes
穿着福音的鞋子
we must wear this gospel the sandals of the gospel of peace
有真理陪伴着你
To have the truth always with us.
在神面前谦卑。
That in the presence of God, we humble ourselves.
这都跟脚有关系啊。
These are all related to our feet.
这也告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
我们到神面前来谦卑服事。
That when we come in the presence of God, we are to humble ourselves and to serve Him.
好像仆人的样子。
Just like the likeness of a servant.
我们出到外面。
When we go outside.
在社会行事为人。
In public, in society.
带给人福气。
To bring to others.The blessings,
带给人福音
and to bring to others the gospel of truth,
带给人和平
and also bring to others the gospel of peace.
我们再看约书亚记第十章二十四节
Let's look at Joshua chapter 10.
约书亚记第十章二十四节
Joshua chapter 10 verse 24.
这里是记载约书亚他们去打仗
Here records how Joshua and his armies went out to fight the battle.
他们把五个王擒拿了。
And so they they took five kings as captives.
那这个五个王他们躲起来躲到洞里面后来他们就把他抓出来。
And these five kings hid themselves in the cave and so they found out and so Joshua took them out.
他们做了一个象征性的动作。
And so they did this action.
Symbolic action.
Symbolic action.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
他们就把他带出那五王到约书亚的面前的时候约书亚就召了以色列众人来对那些和他同去的军长说你们进前来 把脚踏在这些王的颈项上，他们就进前来把脚踏在这些王的颈项上。25节
25.
耶稣亚对他们说，你们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，应当刚强壮胆，因为真神必这样待你们所要攻打的一切仇敌。这是神给我们的一个祝福，也是应许。
This is also a blessing and a promise given to us by God.
我们要一双得胜的脚。
That we need a feet of victory.
踏在敌人的颈项上。
So that we can put our feet on the necks of our enemies.
谁是敌人？
Who is our enemy?
不是跟你吵架那个人是敌人呢？
It is not those people that argue with you.
我们的敌人是魔鬼。
Our only enemy is Satan himself.
你不要听到哦，敌人哈、哦，这个我、哦、这一双脚跟主耶稣洗了有份，你回去就把你的跟你吵架那个人打倒在地上，一个脚插在，你说这是合乎圣经啊？踩你的头。
Let us not take it literally and say, oh, now I have heard this, I go home and to my enemy, I fight him and put him down on the ground and put my feet on his neck.
也不是这个样子。
It is not like this.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16, verse 12.
16:20.
16 verse 12.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。16:20
And the Lord and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
因为神耶稣洗过我们的脚。
Because Jesus has washed our feet.
我们这双脚跟耶稣的权柄能力有份。
That our feet partakes in the authority and the power of God.
So, 我们的脚，你要用信心啊，能够制胜魔鬼啊。
And so our feet, we must have this faith that we can overcome Satan.
你不要怕。
Let us not be afraid or dismayed.
因为耶稣已经胜过了。
Because Jesus himself has overcome.
所以要将撒旦践踏在我们的脚下。
And so crush Satan under our feet.
这是神给我们应许。
And this is indeed a promise.
所以我们要跟耶稣一起做王啊。
That is, we are to be king and rule with God.
在古代呢，他们把敌人的那个若得胜了，就像耶稣也一样，把敌人抓前面脚就放在他的脖子上面了。
In the ancient days, when they do battle, they bring their enemies up front and they put their feet on their neck, just as we have read in the book of Joshua.
那后来呢，若敌人这个杀死了，他就把那个敌人的头哈。做一个像，那装一个脚凳放在那里，他天天踩着他的脚，不，他的脚天天踩着他的脖子。
And also, there are some people that after they have cut off their enemy's head, they will put the head of the enemy on a footstool, and so every day he could step on that head, like I have become victorious.
哥林多前书15:25也是这样的一个景象。
First Corinthians.Chapter 15 is also using this scenario.
哥林多前书15:25
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 25.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他脚下。
For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet.
所以我们有一双得胜的脚。
So that's why we have this feet, a victorious feet.
胜过罪恶。
To overcome sin.
胜过魔鬼
，to overcome Satan。
所以启示录告诉从头到尾告诉我们，我们要跟耶稣做王。
And that's why Revelation tells us from the beginning to the end that we are to be kings with Christ。
所以我们有一双被主洗过的脚。
Thus we have with us feet washed by the Lord。
小心不要被魔鬼伤到脚跟。
Be careful that we do not let Satan bruise our heel。
我们求主让我们有一双出入平安的脚。
We ask God to give us a feet that walks in peace.
我们的脚站在教会里面
that our
feet 归属完全
are within the temples of God, within the church of God, and to totally belong to Him.
我们脚带来平安
that our feet bring with us peace.
带来福音
bring with us the gospel.
最后我们被应许有一双得胜的脚
and then we will be promised and blessed with a victorious feet.